Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So we will wrap up NHK Trophy with the men today, and this was still a bit of a messy one, but I have to say maybe one of the better men's events at the Grand Prix so far.
It's a low bar, but I think we've surpassed it.
Mm-hmm. They were a little cleaner on the whole, on the average. Yeah. Some, you know, missteps for sure in there, but overall, it was an exciting competition. Mm-hmm. It came down to the wire to see who would take not only the title, but the various medal positions as well. This was also an abridged field. We had only 11 entries due to a couple withdrawals, the most notable, of course, being Yuzuru Hanyu having to withdraw from this event, which feels uncomfortably reminiscent of 4 years ago. But then again, he came back fine from that. Yeah. Hopefully that will be the case again this season. But
we've got the extra anxiety of that training of the quad axle hanging over us all. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see if we see him at Restelecom or just when Nationals. We first see him. Exactly. But certainly can't count him out. Mm-hmm. And I'm intrigued, and everybody will just have to wait a little longer to see what that quad axle is looking like, or if he can indeed even try to put it in a program. After injury, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. That is a question that still remains unanswered. And it was a bit of a lucky break for Shoma Uno here, because this was going to be a big head-to-head between him and Yuzuru Hanyu. And Shoma Uno was able to take home the victory here. It was an interesting field. He lost to Vincent Zhou at Skate America, and we'll talk about Vincent in a bit. But overall, this was a pretty successful outing for Shoma. Not 100% clean, but he didn't need to be, and probably doesn't want to be peaking right now anyway.
Exactly. He had a strong short program.
Yep.
Nice and solid. Everything was done pretty well. The free skate was better than some of what we've seen in the past, worse than some of the other stuff we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
But not a disaster.
Yeah, he was going for multiple quads, intending to do five. He only ended up fully rotating, pulling in for four of them. Yeah. He popped an intended quad flip into a double flip, but that was also in the second half. He's going with very ambitious technical content here.
Really, the only concerning thing, and this is only concerning because it's a pattern, is that we did not do three combinations.
Yeah, he did get two, like, full-out combinations here, not with, you know, a single toe tacked onto the end, which he has done before, which is definitely progress. He's a bit hamstrung, though, with his layout, because, I mean, he's doing so many difficult jumps in this free skate, and the planned content was to do the final big combination, triple axel, Euler, triple flip, which has been pretty normal and pretty well consistent for him for the last few seasons. And then to do two quad toes in combination, one with triple toe, one with double toe. And it's been the case in short programs, especially free skates as well, that he can put the double toe on the end just fine. It's the pulling in for the triple toe that can be an issue.
Yeah.
And here he didn't even go for it on the second quad toe, which is understandable, though, because you don't want a Zayak. But that's the thing. He's in kind of a tough position just because of the layout he's going for.
Yeah, which is why we could maybe not do two quad toes in combo.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you do that, you run the risk of, again, Zayaking if you pop your second quad toe to either a double or triple toe. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the real solution here, and this is clearly, I mean, we've seen his coach, Stefan Lambiel, mention it a few times after he's got off from competition. Like, okay, we need to, he can do a quad toe pretty consistently. Let's work on consistently landing quad toe, triple toe, as ideally the first one out.
Exactly.
So that the second one, you can tack on a double or frankly even a single toe.
At this point, at the end. I just want to see him try.
Yeah.
Because I would have preferred him do a quad toe single toe in the second half.
Yep.
Than not do the combo at all. Not normally, but he has had so many issues with getting in three combinations of any kind, even if one is a single toe.
Yeah.
That I'm missing that fight from him right now.
Mm-hmm. And again, you don't want to be pushing yourself so hard that you get injured, especially this early. But I mean, he, you know, is putting in the technical content to compete with the top guys. And nobody has been so consistent that they're kind of the front runner to win right now. Yep. I think Nathan Chen still kind of holds that place, but even he has shown vulnerability. Yep. If you want to win an Olympic title, ideally you do want to have the multiple quads plus three combinations. I say ideally because it would be nice if that was the Olympics we had, where everybody skated their best. I don't know that that's going to happen, but just in case that's the one competition a season when everybody brings their A game, you got to at least get three decent combinations. Yeah.
And I mean, for him, we could do four quads and swap out that second half quad flip for a nice triple in combination to get three combinations consistently and get that back in your body.
Yeah. I mean, the hard thing is that he's been doing so many quads for so long that, and this was an interview from a while ago, but I do remember him saying in an interview, like, I haven't done triples in so long that they're not consistently reliable the way they are for a lot of guys, just because he does the quads and that's what your body is used to. I think he is totally capable of doing the layout that he planned. Maybe, I don't know, even on like put the first triple axel in combination, if that would make it easier. And yes, you have both combinations in the front half, but if you're running the risk of not getting three combinations anyway, better to get it somewhere rather than nowhere.
10% on that big combo is only worth it if you actually get it done.
Exactly. All this said, though, he still won here pretty handily.
Yes.
And deservedly so. And he, you know, compared to the last full Grand Prix series, is leaps and bounds looking improved and just calmer than he was two seasons ago. I would love to see him, you know, really put out a fight and contend for, at the very least, the podium, if not the Olympic title. I think he is capable. A lot of guys are, though, so you gotta make sure you're healthy and skate it, yeah.
He could win, based on what we've seen so far this season. Mm-hmm. He could also be seventh.
Or lower, depending on... The men are volatile. But at the same time, with a silver at Skate America and gold here, he is into the final, has another shot to go up against some of the biggest names. Won't be up against Yuzuru Hanyu, but he has nationals for that. Yep. So that's, you know, unless Hanyu is injured that badly that he can't even go to nationals, Shoma Uno will have the chance to go up multiple times against Nathan Chen and Vincent Zhou.
And Yuma Kageyama.
Yep, exactly. He, I think, is in a pretty decent spot right now. I just hope that he can continue this trajectory.
Yeah.
And then speaking of Vincent Zhou, he finished down in second here. Obviously, he won the first Grand Prix at Skate America and was a bit of a surprise winner there in spite of how well he had been skating up until that point.
Yeah, it was surprising not in how he skated, but in how Nathan Chen skated.
Exactly.
Which is why coming into this, I wasn't really concerned about him dealing with the pressure because all he had to do was do what he always does, mostly.
Yeah, although I kind of felt the same thing, but probably should have been a bit more worried about the pressure
on him. We absolutely should have been, because beating Nathan Chen right now is no small feat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's going to change things.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't really think about it that way until the free skate happened, and then...
Yeah, that's the thing. He has the last two seasons more often than not been pretty consistent in landing, you know, big difficult technical content with rotation issues, but I mean your base value in GOE can still be generally speaking high enough even if you you know, have a cue or an under on a few of your quads. That
even on all of them with the state of men's figure skating
exactly.
right now.
Yeah. And the short program was pretty solid. Not his best outing, but he did solidly enough. Got a couple cues.
Not concerning at all, really. Yeah. He had a bit of a rough triple axel, but mm-hmm. that was kind of it. Again, the cue on the quad sow, the landing was still pretty good.
Yeah, and it's similar to what he's been doing on the quad sow. That's been the one quad for him this season that has had the most trouble with consistent rotation. Yeah. So, you know, not perfect, but similar enough to what he's done
perfectly
already
good.
This season.
Like we've been talking about, he doesn't need or really want to be skating perfectly right now. Yeah. It's better to be solid, but not quite perfect, so you can have your one mm-hmm. big dramatic, wow, I did it moment at mm-hmm. the Olympics.
Yeah, and at the same time, though, it's a shame that the free skate went kind of so far awry
yeah.
as it did.
You want to be in that sweet spot of almost clean mm-hmm. or clean enough yeah. rather than having some real difficulty in yeah. that free skate.
And I mean, he also has set up the free skate as a real gauntlet, not only going for multiple quads, but intending to put all combinations mm-hmm. in the second half. It's a tall order. He has done it pretty successfully already this season, but it's also not surprising that there would be at least one time a season when he would not
yeah.
be able to land everything as well. At the same time, though, losing to Shoma Uno, having this one rough skate out the gate after being consistent for like a good three competitions in mm-hmm. a row was maybe a good thing at the yeah. end of the day. If he was feeling any pressure, you know, as the guy who beat Nathan Chen and could have potentially been the front runner going into the final if he had won his two events.
Yep.
That's lifted now. Yep. So hopefully this will only, you know, let him relax a little bit going forward.
He's back to being a serious contender for every title, mm-hmm.
but not
the
front
runner.
Exactly.
Which for most skaters is kind of the sweet spot. Being the front runner is hard.
Yeah. It's in a lot of ways, some of the other guys were helped a little bit, I think particularly this season, by the thought coming in that, no, it's Nathan Chen and Yuzuru Hanyu, they're the front runners and kind of everybody else is fighting for bronze.
Exactly.
It gives you, you know, there is still theoretically one spot on the podium that you can attain, but you really have to push yourself to be that one guy. And I think having all that pressure focused on just those two meant a little bit of a lessening of the pressure for everybody else. But now that men's figure skating is what it is and everybody's injured and being a bit, you know,
inconsistent
and feeling the pressure, now that pressure is beginning to be shared yeah. among everybody, which, you know, means less pressure, generally speaking, for any one individual, but does mean that some guys, like, say, a Vincent Zhou, are probably feeling more pressure than they were coming into this season.
Particularly for the Japanese and the American guys.
Yep.
Because the rest of them have the ability to say, well, A, we're going to do just fine in the team event, mm-hmm. because either Nathan Chen or Yuzuru Hanyu, depending on your country, is going to do probably at least one of the programs, and mm-hmm. it's going to be fine. And in the individual event, my country is going to have somebody on the podium, and if I can also get on, great, mm-hmm. but if I don't, my country still gets the medal, and obviously on an individual level, you're disappointed, but you don't have that federation, mm-hmm. we need an Olympic medal behind you.
Yeah, and also just, you know, you can push to, you know, reach the heights of those top two guys and, you know, let that motivate you rather than, you know, trying to stay on top.
It's easier to chase than to be chased.
Absolutely.
And, but also if you're fourth and you were hoping to be third but not expecting to be, mm-hmm. that's not nearly as disappointing as
you were expected to win
yeah.
and you didn't.
Or even you had an equal shot as everybody else
yeah.
at winning and you were fourth, mm-hmm. that's a lot more disappointing.
Yeah. So all that to say, this was definitely a more disappointing free skate from Vincent, but maybe not the worst thing
yeah.
in the world that, you know, he had his one, I hesitate to call it a disaster. It wasn't a complete disaster. It certainly wasn't his best free skate by far, but he did still land some quads with okay rotation.
Yeah.
he did get in one decent enough combination, the three jump combination. Yeah.
It was a bad skate, not a terrible skate.
Exactly. And he has unfortunately had terrible skates in the past, but hopefully this will take the place of being, you know, your one-off competition.
Yeah. And it didn't really hurt him here because he stayed exactly where he was after the short program.
Exactly. He dropped a bit in the free skate, but luckily men's figure skating being what it is, everybody else was also rather inconsistent. So
these are some ordinals.
Always. Always and forever. Our bronze medalist here was Junhwan Cha from Korea, who skated back-to-back weeks, which is always tough, and has had back-to-back really solid short programs, which is really exciting to see. And I really love this short program for him. It's a great piece of music and choreography.
Yeah, I really enjoy Junhwan Cha's skating. The free skates are a little more hit or miss just because of the number of jumps. It's more likely things are going to go wrong and the program is going to be impacted. But he always has really strong short programs choreographically that he is so invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him such a joy to watch.
And I think it really helps that he is shown now two back-to-back really solid short programs. And I mean, literally back-to-back. They were back-to-back weeks. That he can at the very least put himself in a good position after the short program. So that even if, like here, if he faltered a little bit in comparison in the free skate and dropped a little bit ordinal-wise, he still had enough of a lead that he was still able to make it onto the podium.
And everybody's free skates are going to be messy. So at least if you have a clean short program, it kind of doesn't matter sometimes what you do in the free skate as long as you don't completely bomb.
Yeah.
Which he didn't do here.
Yeah.
It was
definitely better than last week.
Yeah. It was still a good short program for the technical content he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to Vincent and Shoma, he has less base value.
Mm-hmm. And only going for two quads, even though that's still a lot. But it's compared to five.
Yeah. So for him, to really contend with a clean Vincent, Nathan, Shoma, Hanyu, all of those, he needs to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't here. But at the same time, it was mostly fine. The only truly really bad jump was the quad sow.
Yeah. Which was, you know, still better than last week.
Yeah.
And I do really think that toning down on the technical content a little bit, not getting rid of quads completely, but only going for two is likelier to set him up well than going for more quads like he was doing last full season 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you can also see there's a bit of a stamina challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the more quads you do, the more likely it is you're going to take some really hard falls and the harder it's going to be to finish your free skate.
Yeah.
So
it is also really big music. I mean, going for Turandot is, you know, it feels very Olympic. I think this has the potential to be a really affecting program if he can skate it fully cleanly.
Yeah.
It was nearly there even with some messiness. Mm-hmm. So I think program-wise, he's set himself up really well and looking pretty cool and calm and collected, which is also good to see.
I mean, he's used to competing a ton because the Korean Federation tends to make him do a ton of domestic events.
All the Korean skaters.
Yeah. As well as all of the regular competitions everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one who I don't worry quite as much about when he has to skate back-to-back weeks because he's been forced to become so used to it.
Yeah. Just as long as he stays healthy. But I mean, that's for everybody, unfortunately. And then right behind him in fourth, we had Makar Ignatov from Russia, who I have to say improved over Skate Canada in both programs. He is also going for a lot of big jumps and landing the quads really pretty well. Not perfectly, especially in the free skate, but
the ones in the short program were really good.
Mm-hmm. And even the ones in the free skate were far from terrible.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not quite as good on the quad loop in particular, which is one of the best out there, just period.
I had a moment of questioning whether it was a triple loop.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, even just his setup is so casual that it makes you think, oh no, surely he's not going for a quad.
Every time he does that setup, I know it's for a quad loop. But I assume, no, he popped it to a triple mm-hmm. because he didn't set it up at all.
Yeah.
And the fact that he does them as well as he does is kind of his biggest selling point right now.
Yeah.
That is, for people in the know and everybody who's paying attention to that tech box, that is a wow moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even here, he basically got all of his jumps done pretty solidly. Even performance-wise, I felt it was a little bit improved from Skate Canada. He wasn't looking quite as out of it.
Yeah.
In the performance side of things. But until... that is... Well, but also that is definitely the weak point
yeah.
of his skating. And you can just see the fatigue setting in the longer the program goes on.
And he is not helped by the fact that we start at like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
And slowly...
And we go down from there.
Trickle down. And there's a couple of little tiny rises, but we never get mm-hmm. back up to that 6. And so... by the time we get through the step sequence, we're usually at about a 1 performance-wise. Mm-hmm. And we were at about a 1 in every sense of that word. Yeah. Because not only did the performance fall, the stamina was clearly very low.
Yeah.
And then we did 2 level 1 spins.
Yeah. And that's this is the thing we've been talking about with him for a while, is that clearly the stamina in the free skate... Mm-hmm. is an issue, has been consistently so for at least the last 2 seasons. It wasn't as much so when he was a junior, but that was also a while ago and pre-major injury that took him out of things for a while. So it's not surprising to see these kind of issues with stamina in a free skate. It's really understandable in a lot of ways.
Also, the junior men's free skate is shorter.
Used to be.
Yeah.
When he was a junior. Yeah.
It was shorter. Adding even just the extra 30 seconds mm-hmm. makes a big difference because really the worst of it is the last 30 seconds
yeah.
is when he's really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 30 seconds shorter, it would be less obvious that he's exhausted.
Yeah, I would just love so much to see him work on the stamina, but more than that, working on the spins.
Yep.
Step sequence as well, but even there, you know, he got a level 3. It wasn't the worst step sequence in terms of, you know, the turns he's doing, more just...
the execution.
Yeah, the execution is he's just doing it to get it done yeah. because you have to get these couple of points.
And I would like to say thank you to the panel who mm-hmm. basically reflected that in the GOE.
Yeah.
He was given high GOE for some of the jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of the leveled elements, he was not, because mm-hmm. they're not done with the same verve that yeah. a lot of other people do, especially the ones who finished ahead of him.
And just, you can see the tiredness. It's yep. it's tough doing step sequences and spins. They do still take a lot out of you. It's not just the jumps and you can sleepwalk through the leveled elements.
This isn't the 6-0 anymore.
Yeah. And it's especially a shame because he... would have easily been on the podium mm-hmm. if he got higher levels on those last 2 spins. Very easily could have been second here because he was only less than 3.5 points off of second place.
Yep.
And really the difference was the leveled elements. If you compare him to like Vincent Joe, Vincent still got his levels.
Yep.
And still performed to a decent amount. Not the highest we've seen from 10. Him, but...
but, you know, it was... a 4 or 5 mm-hmm. out of 10 as opposed to a 1 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
that makes a big difference, especially when that's the final impression the panel gets of your program is 2 botched elements and we're struggling to just get through them.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, if he can keep up this level of consistency with the jumps, that might be enough for mm-hmm. an Olympic spot. Russia does have 3 spots and... he's been pretty consistent in the short program, especially. So yeah. that's not a terrible place to be.
He is not out of the question, but if he could just do the spins at the end of the program, mm-hmm. he would basically have booked his ticket by now.
Yeah. If he ended the free skate with 50% of the stamina and energy that he started with, I would be saying, oh no, he's almost a shoo-in.
Yeah.
As long as he stays healthy and consistent.
Or at a minimum, he should be.
Yeah.
Because... the beginning of the program is great.
Mm-hmm.
The jumps are really good, and he's giving us enough performance at the beginning, but we don't end anywhere near as strongly.
Yeah. And then behind him in fifth, we had Matteo Rizzo, who also had an okay competition here. Still, unfortunately, issues in the short program, mm-hmm. which have plagued him so far this season. But at least here, he got two very nice jumping passes yeah. done, and just one was a botch.
I really hoped that the Italian men's solidarity
yeah,
would have continued after Daniel Grassl had a really great short program.
Mm-hmm.
I just, this was not, you, we're changing allegiances here because we've got Frangipani joining mm-hmm. the not so great short program club, but we didn't get both of the other guys out of that club.
Yeah. It's such a shame because he is a great performer
mm-hmm.
and most of his technical elements are done with pretty good quality, especially now that he's not going for a quad loop, which was touch and go when he yeah. was trying it two seasons ago. He does still have the triple loop as the second jumping pass in the free skate, I assume, just to, you know,
just in case.
Just in case it's at a good spot, which is not a terrible option, just to leave yourself that window.
Also, to recover from the quad toe.
Yep.
To have a jump that he is very, very good at mm-hmm. immediately after. That's a good strategy, even if it never becomes a quad loop.
Mm-hmm. And the free skate, while not as good as his free skate at Finlandia, was still pretty solid.
Yeah.
Really, the only major issue was he popped an intended quad toe into a triple toe, but his jump math was set up well enough
yeah.
that it didn't cause him any major concerns or issues yeah. by the end of the free skate.
All he had to do was remember not to do another one.
Exactly. And he didn't.
Yeah.
And overall, it was a pretty solid program in spite of, I mean, you could see his disappointment
yeah.
in popping that one jump. But frankly, for me, the short program is much bigger of a concern than
Absolutely.
The free skate has been. The free skate has been much more consistent than the short program.
Yeah. The free skate is a solid program. I don't think it's the best free skate he's ever had. I don't think he's jumping it the best he's ever had, but that is not the standard right now.
Exactly.
And it is good. But again, to confidently be able to get to those Olympics and mm-hmm. to feel good going into them, he's going to have to do some clean short programs.
Yeah. It's especially a shame too, because I think it's a really fun music choice mm-hmm. in the short program, and I would just love to see him skate it fully cleanly.
Yeah.
And have a triumphant moment at the end. I'm still waiting for that, unfortunately.
Here's hoping it happens.
Yeah. And then right behind him, just a fraction of a point back in sixth, we had Alexander Samarin from Russia, who also had a much better day here. He last season was rather injured, and you could tell
it yeah.
really impacted the jumps, especially. He wasn't fully clean in the short program. Not great quality on the landings of either the quad lutz or the triple axel. Mm-hmm. But the free skate was, in a lot of ways, back to his peak a couple of seasons ago in terms of, you know, technical proficiency.
Yeah, I mean, he did absolutely everything he set out to do in that free skate.
With one exception.
Well,
he did intend to do a second quad lutz, which he popped to a triple. But at the end of the day, it was fine.
I mean, the quad lutz has been inconsistent enough that even if it was on the planned program sheet at the start of the program, he might have intended to yeah. do the triple.
I don't know. It looked to me like he was wanting to go for a quad and it just didn't quite make it there. But
either way, we popped it to a triple. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. And he only had, you know, one other intended triple lutz. If he'd had two, then we're in
yes.
trouble. But luckily, we're playing it straight with the jump math.
We only planned three lutzes of
yeah.
any rotation,
mm-hmm.
so we're fine.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's was really good to see him back to looking confident
mm-hmm.
again in the technical side of things. The program, I don't really get what they're going for with this
yeah.
music choice. It was very much more about, you know, let's watch him land these jumps really impressively. And when he's able to do that, it succeeds a lot more than if he's failing to land the jump successfully.
Yeah, but the program doesn't do much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, most of his programs don't, because they do wind up often feeling like background music
mm-hmm.
to his jumps.
Yeah. In fairness, I do like the Matrix for him as a short
yes.
program, though. it's a shame that we haven't really seen it fully clean, but I think there at least, you know, he has a character that he seems to get into a little bit more, even when the jumps aren't going super well.
Yeah, that is definitely a smart strategy. I think they should continue that strategy with mm-hmm. future programs. Let him skate to The Matrix and the big aggressive pieces from Gladiator mm-hmm. and just have him skate action movies.
Yeah. It's not a terrible...
For one program every year, just yeah. have him do an action movie. I think it genuinely works and it suits his style of skating mm-hmm. rather than trying to fit him in a box that he really doesn't seem to really want to go into in mm-hmm. the moment.
Yeah.
He might, you know, at home at the training rink think, I can do this thing that's different and mm-hmm. maybe a little weird.
But in competition, that it's much harder to yeah. be at your best under... the pressure of a competition environment.
And to be at your best in the thing that doesn't come naturally to you.
Exactly. But yeah, overall, I mean, he was second in that free skate and not terrible in the short mm-hmm. program. So who knows if he can, you know, continue this and better.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if he made it onto the team, but he will definitely need this and more yes, to make it there.
Absolutely.
And then in seventh, we had Sota Yamamoto, who was a last-minute replacement here for Yuzuru Hanyu. And I'm glad that he was able to get the second mm-hmm. outing here. He did decently well at Skate Canada and finished kind of middle of the pack there. And had really a pretty solid short program, showing off kind of the best of his skating.
Mm-hmm.
His jumps were pretty good in the short program, but for me, what I love watching with him is just the basic skating.
Yeah.
His flow and the carriage and the posture on the ice is really fantastic, and the short program really shows that off well.
I am such a fan of that short program. I think it works really well. I think that he is helped by the fact that there are only three opportunities to fall on jumps.
And also that he's only going for one quad, yep. which is absolutely the better strategy. I don't think going for two in the short program is a good idea at no. all.
He... doesn't have consistent enough quads mm-hmm. to be able to rely on that and still perform the short program like he does.
Yeah. And I mean, that to me was the problem with the free skate mm-hmm. was that the first four jumping passes were very much just set up.
Yep.
And then not the greatest payoff on really any of those first four jumping elements. He basically got them done, but not with great quality and with that big setup, especially from a skater who... we just saw the day before, can have great transitions and attention paid to the music. And so it really feels even more lacking when you have that contrast of this yeah. is the skater we saw yesterday, and here's the skater we have today.
And even in the second half of the program, when things were going a little bit better, mm-hmm. when he was doing things that he's more confident in, those quads and triple axles seem to really take the stamina down a notch yeah. and kind of prevented him from being his best self that we had seen the day before.
Yeah. It's a shame, but at the same time, it has been skating a bit more consistently than last season, especially mm-hmm. was rather rough, and he is with new coaches as well. So these things take some time to iron yeah. themselves out. But I'm glad he got the opportunity here, and especially that he showed off what he is capable of in that short program, which was really exciting to watch.
And I mean, he kind of did his job here.
Yeah.
Because he was the second of three Japanese men.
Yep.
That he wouldn't have been expecting to beat Shoma Uno,
mm-hmm.
but he did beat his teammate.
And speaking of, right behind him in eighth, we had Kao Miura, also from Japan. And he also basically did what he set out to yeah. do here. He had a few more jumping errors than I'm sure he would have liked. The jumps are very much his priority.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some really nice quads and triple axles. Not all of them here, unfortunately, yeah. but he did have some really strong ones.
When they're good, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're not all really good yet.
Yeah. At the same time, though, when I've seen him in the past as a junior or at domestic competitions, I've seen them be less consistent than they were here. So this Absolutely. Was still a step up, especially he went to NHK last season, but that was not really an international yeah. event. I thought he held his own here mm-hmm. at his first big senior international really quite well. And I think as well the music choices they've given to him are really good choices. he has just a ton of speed and power and kind of youthful exuberance where you just look like he could just skate up and down the ice all day long doing quads and triple axels. Yeah.
He is a really fun skater when the jumps are going well.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see 100% of that here, but we did see glimpses of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see where he'll be in the next quad when, you know, presumably things have maybe lightened a little bit at the top and he has a little bit more opportunity and experience.
Yeah. Because he's another one who I think was really harmed by lack of junior opportunities.
Yep.
He had one JGP two seasons ago, and that was when Japan did not have a lot of JGP slots, unfortunately. And there were other guys who got two. He got just the one. And then obviously last season with COVID, there's no junior internationals. This year, I think he could have really thrived on the JGP if Japan was sending skaters out, which unfortunately they weren't. And so he really has kind of suffered from that lack of competition experience, which is such a shame because you just imagine where he might be now if he had even just one full JGP season under his belt.
Yeah, he is really inexperienced internationally. And fortunately for him, there's a ton of internal competition, which gives him some opportunity, but it's very different competing internationally at a junior or senior Grand Prix than competing, working your way up to nationals. So I'm glad he had the opportunity here, and hashtag not last.
Exactly. Yeah, I was overall impressed with his skating here and an exciting guy to watch for the future, for sure. And then in ninth, we had Tomoki Hiwatashi from the U.S., who had some moments of brilliance and then some not so great moments. And yet again, watching him here, I just thought,
why are we doing so many quads?
Yeah, even just removing one per program, I think would help immensely. Like, the quad sound in the short program was really quite good.
Why are we doing a double toe plus combo?
To be in solidarity with Camden Pulkkinen, who we'll talk about in a minute, unfortunately. But
Tomoki is the beginning of the three skaters who disappointed me here.
Yeah, and it's such a shame because all of them have done a lot better than we've seen here. Unfortunately for Tomoki, this was kind of similar to what we saw from him at Skate Canada, albeit with a bit of a stronger short program, which was good to see, but then still with a double toe plus combo. It's so frustrating because his basic skating is so fantastic and he has some really interesting transitional moments as well.
But only when the jumps are going well, because he gets behind and there is no time for those transitions. Why we're not doing a quad sow, a triple axle, and a triple lutz, triple toe, I will never understand.
Especially since, I mean, yes, to be fair, this was a couple seasons ago, but when he was a junior and you're not allowed to do quads in the short program and he wasn't going for a ton of quads in the free skate, he was really quite consistent and had some of the wildest jump entries you'll ever see.
Though Junior Tomoki was my favorite because he was bold and had really interesting choreography and pulled everything off really well, had great commitment to the programs.
And great energy all the way to the end because he wasn't tired out by falling on big jumps.
And I understand the inclination to put in quads, put in triple axles. It is kind of necessary to get the international experience that he's going to want. But you can get it with consistency and one quad.
Yeah.
You do not need two quads.
Or even just one in the short and two in the free.
Yep.
Because in the free skate, neither was landed perfectly of the first two quads that he tried, but they were good enough.
Yep.
Two was enough.
Two is plenty for Tomoki.
Yeah.
Because if it was just the first, like, 20 seconds of the free skate that was all about the jumps, that would be fine because I know the rest of the program would be great. But this entire program winds up kind of being about the jumps, and that's not what I get excited about watching Tomoki.
Yeah. I think the other thing, and it is a very small thing, but for me, it immediately... So he's skating to the artist for the free skate, and in his choreo sequence at the end, he has the big cantilever with the fist pump on the same piece of the music that Dennis 10 used so memorably for mm-hmm. me in 2013 when he was second at Worlds, and there's an argument he should have won if not for
yeah.
a pop jump. It's that same choreography.
Yep.
And I get the tribute, and I can only assume it's a tribute, but that's one thing where it compares unfavorably yeah. in my mind when I see that. And I think, oh, I miss Dennis 10. That was such a great program. And this, unfortunately, up until this point, hasn't been nearly as strong a program mm-hmm. as that one, which is, to me at least, iconic. If you have never seen Dennis 10 at the 2013 World Championships, do yourself a favor and go right now and watch it.
It was so great. And yeah, Tomoki, there's no way they're not doing it an intentional yeah. tribute to that moment. But again, not only that, but our favorite transition of Tomoki's mm-hmm. in the past was the cantilever directly into, that was the sow, right?
Not only that, cantilever, gigantic split into triple sow, triple toe.
Yes, yes. I haven't watched those programs mm-hmm. in a long time because they make me sad now. Because that's
what was in the past.
Yeah, because that was like the highlight of that free skate mm-hmm. for both of us. And every time he does a cantilever and it's not directly into a jump because we're not doing a jump he can do directly out of a cantilever anymore, mm-hmm. it makes me sad.
Yeah. Hopefully, eventually he will get a handle on this tech content and be able to show that kind of performance again. But I do definitely miss it, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And again, it was okay, but we know that he is capable of better.
Yeah. He's a fantastic skater, but I think he's pushing himself too far right now.
Yeah. And then behind him in 10th, we had Nam Nguyen from Canada, who the Canadian men are none of them really making the best case for who should get those
men
Olympic
in pairs
spots,
both.
Unfortunately. Yeah, men in pairs both.
They're just like, no, you have it. No, yeah. you have it. No, you have it.
It's a real shame. The free skate for Nam wasn't too terrible.
Yeah.
Had a nice quad sow to open, which was especially good after he popped it in the short program, mm-hmm. which set him off on the wrong foot yeah. there. But I think even if the jumps aren't going perfectly well, which things like the quad sow or the triple axels have never been his most consistent, mm-hmm. I really miss seeing him enjoy himself and really get into the performance.
Yep.
The music choices for me here are very much lacking that. Not that I think he necessarily needs to do it in both programs, but I think at the very least having a fun short program
yep.
where he can get really into it and have fun and get the audience on his side, even if the jumps aren't going well, I think would just do so much better for him, not only confidence-wise and performance-wise, but frankly score-wise.
Yep. Because the jumps are going to do what the jumps are going to do,
mm-hmm.
especially for a skater like Nam. They are not going to be consistent all season long. They mm-hmm. never have been. So, yeah, being able to sell me that you want me to forget about the popped quad sow at the beginning of the program
mm-hmm.
goes a long way, and that's not happening in this short program. And then we're pairing it with a very serious free skate as well. It's not like there's even a fun section of the mm-hmm. free skate. I want a little bit of levity.
Yeah. Even if it's going to back to something like his Beatles medley, where yep. we have some more serious music to quieter, slower, serious music to get the jumps done, and then we end with an upbeat step sequence.
Yep. That, honestly, I think would go a long way. I don't, mm-hmm. it's not going to fix everything. Obviously, you still need to land your jumps,
mm-hmm.
but you can cover a lot of sins with the right music choice.
And that's the thing. He, you know, is a fan favorite in galas and things. I know Mark Hanready in the commentary mentioned multiple times how much he loved his gala.
Yep.
And I think that speaks volumes that he's talking about his gala performance and not about his performance in competition.
Yep.
Because they are different and there's different pressures, but we have seen him just enjoy himself more.
Yeah.
In previous programs.
That was what I found really endearing about him when he first moved up to senior was mm-hmm. the energy and the performance. And that's what's been missing for me lately.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally in 11th, we had Camden Pulkkinen from the U.S. who also is capable of a lot more. This was unfortunately a really rough competition.
One of the worst he's had in quite a while at this point.
Yeah, I mean, particularly the short program. Yeah. The free skate was a lot better, not fully clean, but a big step forward from the short program, where, as we mentioned, he decided to be in solidarity with his training mate, Tomoki, with a solo double toe.
A solo double toe, a fall on the triple axel, mm-hmm. and a triple lutz single toe.
Yeah.
We did not have a clean jumping pass mm-hmm. from Camden, and he was clearly so exhausted by the yeah. time he got to the step sequence that was nowhere near as good as he normally is.
And I mean, in fairness, that was a really rough fall on the triple axel. Yeah. That was one that looked like it hurt, so it's understandable, but
I do not begrudge him in the moment having a bad step sequence, mm-hmm. but my heart hurts because Camden, I don't normally care that your jumps are bad.
Yeah.
If you sell me the step sequence at the end of the program, but they were so bad you couldn't even do that for me.
Yeah. At least the free skate was a lot better.
Yeah.
Again, still a triple axel fall on the one in the second half this time. At least he did get one pretty well landed in combination.
The quad toe was still not great, but better. At least
he pulled in.
And stayed on his feet.
Yeah, and he had one pop. But even still, there were some really nice moments, and even things like the step sequence I enjoyed far more in the free skate than in the short program.
Absolutely.
Because he had the energy to really give the attention to the music and to the performance of it. He's another one where might not be the worst idea in the world to take out a quad toe, at least in the short program. Yep.
Because the triple axels are still not the most consistent. They never have mm-hmm. been. And so having two jumps that you can't consistently land runs the risk of having a skate like he did here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And I hoped for more.
Yeah. Well,
these guys are quite young, though. And I'm sure this past season, obviously, has not really been helpful to anyone in terms of, you know, their figure skating. But yeah, I would just love to see, at the very least, cleaner skates from some of these guys. Again, even if it's easier technical content, and if the guys are messy, you might score okay anyway.
Here's the thing. They might not have placed better, but they would have scored better.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have that gap from 8 to 9, mm-hmm. from 9 to 10, and from 10 to 11.
Yeah.
Had they done easier tech content and actually done it well.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a shame, but we'll see from all of these guys. Hopefully they can improve as the season goes on, because all of these guys, the last three here,
they're so good, but they're not showing it to us.
Exactly. All right, but let's wrap this one up. What was your highlight from this men's event here?
I think, in spite of my frustration, I'm going to give it to Shoma Uno in that free skate,
mm-hmm.
continuing to make me like a bolero free skate. It's a tough task, but like we talked about before, I think the choice of bolero is the right one because it's a different one. And he does it really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good to see him just looking so much more confident across the board. And for me, issues with the free skate aside, Junhwan Cha, I really, really love that short program.
Yeah.
And it's great to see him at least skating that consistently. And I do think that the free skate still got me in spite of some major technical issues. So I'm very hopeful for where it could potentially be if he can one day skate it clean.
And for all of these guys, the free skate will be what it'll be. There's only so much anybody can do to have a clean free skate at this point.
I was about to say, at this point, all I ask is for some decent short programs. Yep. I don't expect it from the free skate. Can we at least get a nice short program?
Make it a race to the bottom in an interesting way if you're all going to bomb your free skate.
Exactly. And then in terms of the weekly Waxel, this was a tough one, but we decided to go with Makar Ignatov because really, he should have been at the very least on the podium here if he had not gotten two level one spins at the end of the program.
Even one level four would have gotten him a medal.
Exactly. Just work on your spins. Everybody, but especially him, be able to
consistently get at least a level two. I can't believe I'm asking for you to get a level two spin.
Frankly, even if the levels are still terrible and it's like a level two, to just have the stamina left in the tank at the end of a free skate to sell the spins just a little bit more, it would do wonders for the overall impression of his free skates to be left with more of a high note than just thinking, okay, he survived. I'm glad he survived, but that's what I'm taking away from this.
I don't want to worry that you're going to collapse at the end of your program. Mm-hmm. I want to just complain that you only got a level two on your spin.
Exactly.
Level one is unacceptable.
All right, but that wraps us up for the men and also for NHK. We can move on to the next Grand Prix in France next week and see what withdrawals and madness lies ahead.
Yeah, I...
Who knows at this point?
I'm not ready, but we've got a couple days.
Yep. So thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back next week with Internationaux de France. Until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.